In this special closed-circuit broadcast to the managers and staffs of all CBS stations, Mr. Paley has asked that he might be the first to speak to you. Gentlemen, Mr. Paley.
I have asked to speak first so that I might have the pleasure of introducing Jack Benny. In a few moments, we'll pick up Jack Benny and Amos and Andy, too, speaking in Hollywood. But before we do that, I want to take the opportunity to say something else. It is in many ways, I think, the most significant thing I could say here, and that CBS, in fact, can say to the world. It is not about the developments of the past few weeks which have happily resulted in bringing Benny to CBS so soon after Amos and Andy. We all can see what this means to our Sunday night schedule and to our competitive strength and prestige as a network. But I'm thinking of something more important. It's the network Jack Benny is coming to, the network we are today. CBS is now the leader, today, not tomorrow. That is what I take deepest pride in as I talk to you, in the fact that CBS today, all of you, already have the largest audiences in all radio, day and night, the largest individual audiences, the largest average audiences. This is an achievement of which you can be particularly proud. It couldn't have happened without your management and your facilities, without your own great status in the community. And we all recognize, I think, that it couldn't have happened as it has in just this past year without the accomplishments of the CBS package program operation. We did not depend on the hope of bringing some established great programs of radio to CBS. We developed our own, our Godfrey, our My Friend Irma, our Suspense, our Miss Brooks with Eve Arden, our My Favorite Husband with Lucille Ball, and all the others. We developed them so well that CBS program ratings in the past year increased 14% on the whole, while NBC's program ratings dropped 7% in the same period. This is real programming leadership, and it's the kind of programming leadership and audience leadership we intend to keep for you. That is why we are going to continue to develop our own creative program operation as intensively as we can. For out of this will come more Arthur Godfreys and the Jack Bennys and the Amos and Andys of tomorrow. Our programming progress and our programming hopes for the future only make us all the more delighted that we are to have the one and only Jack Benny joining forces on Sunday night with a great comedy team, Amos and Andy. I can think of nothing which more effectively will strengthen our position. There is no one else like Jack Benny, truly one of radio's best, and at the very peak of his audience attraction today. But let us hear from him now, together with Amos and Andy. And what we're going to hear, I've been told, is something unique. Jack Benny and Amos and Andy in our Hollywood studios as they prepare for this closed-circuit talk to you. I don't know exactly what they're going to say, but at any rate, it's for our ears alone. And so here they are, with my best wishes to them and to all of you for a Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year.
I wonder if this is the studio. Well, I'll have a look. I'm sorry. It could be a sign on the door.
Oh, Mr. Benny, can I help you?
Yes, Amos and Andy and myself are doing a broadcast for the managers and personnel of all the CBS stations.
Oh, and yes, yes. The boys are waiting for you. The studio's right down the hall.
Thanks. Yadda-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum, da-dum, da-dee-da-dum. I couldn't help saying yes to CBS.
Say, Andy, there's Jack Benny now.
Oh, come in, Mr. Benny. The program's already started.
Well, Amos and Andy, where's the kingfish?
Right here, Mr. Benny. Can I help carry your money?
What's that?
Well, what he is trying to say, Mr. Benny, is that all of the shows on CBS and all of the managers and personnel of all CBS stations want to welcome you to the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, that certainly is nice of everybody. You say the program has already started?
Oh, yeah. Mr. William Paley just introduced us in New York.
Bill Paley? You mean he's on this broadcast, too?
Yeah, sir. He is zigzagging in and out of the program from New York. He's listening to us right now.
Well, here?
That's right, Miss Benny, yes.
And as I was saying, isn't Bill Paley a swell guy?
Say, Kingfish, that boy really thinks on his feet, don't he?
He even thinks when he's sitting down.
Say, and not only Bill Paley, but everybody's so wonderful here at CBS, even the doorman. You know, the other day he spent 2 hours washing and cleaning my car, and when I tried to tip him, he wouldn't think of it. He threw the dime right back at me.
Yeah, sir, they're really fine people over here.
Yeah, and just think, Mr. Benny, we and you has been on the air for so many years, and now, for the first time, we'll be on the same network the same day.
Yeah, sir, right next to each other, too. Oh, we're really neighbors.
Yes, we can drop in on each other and borrow a cup of sugar or a joke or two. Nothing like having neighbors that are your friends. You know, I hate to take advantage of strangers.
You know, he got the right idea, Kingfish. I'd like to shake his hand sometime.
Yeah, but how is he going to get it out of his pocket?
As you know, fellas, I just can't help thinking again what a great man Bill Paley is. I hope he's still listening.
Miss Benny, you've closed your deal with CBS, ain't you?
Oh, yes, I've got a contract.
Well, then why do you have to keep flattering Mr. Paley?
Well, that's in the contract.
Yeah, well, now that we're neighbors, we can have a lot of fun together. You can come over and be a guest on our show a few times, and we can go over on your show once.
Yes, yeah. Wait a minute. Why should I go on your program a few times? You come on mine only once.
Well, there's more of us.
Yes, but you don't have the problem that I have with my cash. See, I'm under such a heavy expense.
Yeah, well, anyway, why, we're glad we're all together here on CBS, and me and Andy want to thank all the fine people for all the nice things they've said about us when we moved over to this network.
Well, the change will be good for all of us. I did a lot of checking up, and I found that CBS is the real leader of the field. Lots of young blood, new ideas, and the executives know teamwork and how to hustle. Of course, Bill Paley is such a wonderful guy.
Yeah, and we would feel the same way even if he wasn't listening.
Fellas, you've been here at CBS for quite a few weeks, and you know all the angles. Tell me, when does the ghost walk?
Ghost? There ain't no ghost around here.
Oh, you know, the old day, the lettuce, that green stuff. What I'm trying to say is, when does that man push the little envelope through the window?
Andy, he means, when do we get paid?
Well, that's one way of putting it. I suppose it's Sunday night right after the show, huh?
No, it's Monday morning.
Oh, shucks. That means I won't get any sleep Sunday night. I'm such a worrier.
Mr. Benny, there ain't nothing else that you want to know why we'll be seeing each other then every Sunday night.
And never Monday morning.
Yes. And now, fellas, we ought to say a few words directly to the executives, managers, and personnel of all the stations throughout the country that'll carry our program. You know, drop them a few hints.
Well, we can't tell them how to run their jobs. They know that better than we do.
But the more listeners we have, the better off we'll all be. Station managers, salesmen, personnel. When Amos and Andy and I come through your station on Sunday nights, for God's sakes, call your friends, stop people on the streets, do anything but get them to listen. Remember, you'll be doing this not only for us and for yourselves, but you'll be doing it for Bill Paley. He's such a wonderful guy. Let's show everybody that there's only one network, and that's CBS. Well, I guess that about covers it. Amos, Andy, did I leave out anything?
No, that was fine. Well, said it was nice to get together with you. Now we better be running along again. Well,
what's your hurry, fellas? Stick around.
We'd like to, Mr. Benny, but we promised the Kingfish and some of the others that we'd drive them downtown. Ain't that right, fellas?
Yeah, that sure is.
Yeah, that's right. Sure is.
Well, so long, and I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, so long. So long, Miss Benny.
Gee, Amos and Andy are a swell bunch of fellas. I just know we're going to have a wonderful hour on Sunday night.
We return you now to New York. Thank you, Hollywood. Gentlemen, Mr. Stanton.
Doesn't it sound good to hear those voices on our network lines and to know they'll be there every Sunday? But it wasn't easy to do this. For that matter, there is much still to be done, and that's what I would like to talk about. I want to tell you, in concluding this very pleasant closed-circuit meeting, something of what CBS and Jack Benny himself are going to do to meet the one tough problem immediately ahead of us. It is the job we face of switching NBC's Sunday evening audience, an audience of 17 years standing. It isn't going to be an easy job. We must move literally millions of radio families to new positions on the dial. We must change some of the oldest and strongest station listening habits in all of radio. And the challenge we face is to do it without any loss of rating for Jack Benny, even in his first CBS broadcast. In fact, we should give him an increased rating on CBS. Doing that, we can prove once and for all that the CBS stations are the best audience getters in network radio today. That is why we are going ahead with the biggest audience promotion campaign in history to fight off NBC's own intensive promotion drive to hold their audience Sunday nights. As I think all of you know by now, CBS has taken a double-spread advertisement in the January 2nd issue of Life magazine featuring a picture of Benny, which is the largest picture ever to appear in Life. This ad also names all your stations, too. $37,000 worth of impact in this one advertisement alone. Jack Benny is being exceedingly cooperative in helping us to switch his audience. During Christmas week, he is going to make live appearances on 5 of our big audience shows. On the Lux program Monday night, on Suspense Thursday, on the Bob Crosby show Friday, on Saturday afternoon during the intermission of the Rose Bowl game, and on the Gene Autry show in its new time on Saturday, January 1st. As a topper, we are going to make a modification of the CBS system cue, carefully spotted during the day, so that all CBS listeners will get the news fast and often. We will be saying, "This is CBS, where Jack Benny starts next Sunday, the Columbia Broadcasting System." In addition to all this network material, Jack Benny and Amos and Andy, too, have personally recorded special spot announcements for your individual use. These should be in your hands by now. In a few minutes, we will play some of them for you. Benny has also recorded a special 5-minute interview for use by your disc jockeys. But we still need something else, I think. It is particularly important that we start at once to inform the audience that Benny is moving over in order to counteract NBC's announcements about Horace Height in America's number one spot. I hope, therefore, you already are making plentiful use of the new slogan that was wired to you a day or so ago, the one that reads, "Only 10 more listening days until Sunday, January 2nd, when Jack Benny starts on CBS." And I suggest you keep using this day by day until both Benny and the audience are over on CBS together. We can't be certain of what NBC will try to do to keep their audience, but you can be quite sure NBC will make a desperate fight to do so, not only in working out the strongest lineup of programs they can beg, borrow, or invent, but also in heavy defensive promotion by NBC's own affiliates, in other words, by your direct competition. That is why we all have to hit this one really hard. We've got NBC on the run now, and we want to keep them that way. We've got to break a 17-year-old station listening habit, and I know no one in radio better prepared or better equipped to do that than yourselves. Thank you all for your attention, and my very warmest wishes to you for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
In the time remaining, we'd like to give you a preview of the recorded promotion spots featuring Jack Benny and his cast, which have been sent to you from Hollywood.
Hello, Jack Benny speaking.
Hello, boss, this is Rochester. Is it true that your program has moved to CBS?
That's right.
On Sunday night?
Yep, Sunday night.
Same time?
Yep, same time.
And you got a new deal?
Yes, I've got a new deal.
Boss, how about a raise?
Absolutely not, and that's final.
Doggone, new station, new network, new deal. But the same old boss.
All right, boys, are you ready? Fine, let's go.
Sunday night, if you're blue and you don't know what to do, CBS will fill a void. There Jack Benny can be Hoyt.
Boy, the lyrics are fine, Sportsman, but I wish there was some way to improve the music. Oh, well, let it go.
Ronnie! Oh, Ronnie!
What is it, Benita?
Have you noticed the commotion next door? Jack Benny's moving.
Moving? That's wonderful. Let's celebrate.
No, no, no. He's not moving out of his house. His program is moving to CBS every Sunday night.
Benita, never, never do that to me again.
This concludes our special closed-circuit broadcast.
This is CBS, where you will hear Jack Benny starting January 2nd, the Columbia Broadcasting System.